Welcome to the Passion Points Radio Show with your host, Ronald Kern. He's the founder of many successful companies, a sought-after speaker, life and business consultant, magazine columnist, and author of Passion in Action. Tune in and explore relevant and pertinent opportunities that can help you with both personal and professional development. Here's your host, Ron Kern.
Hello, everybody. Today, you're going to have an awesome time to get to know people and Rachel, who is super passionate about helping others. And we're going to hear all about what she's done and what she's doing. And welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yes. Well, we go back a little bit. She's always eager to help. You went and helped us with feeding the homeless, and you're just always giving. And one of my philosophies is the more you give, the more you receive. And I definitely wanted to highlight you and what you're doing in the community. And you got something new coming up, or you're actually working on, and it's growing pretty good. And it's called SEEK, but it's S-E-E-C, what does that stand for?
Sharing empathy and encouragement in the community.
Excuse me. Tell me about that.
So the reason I started it up, I've always kind of, like you said, we go back a long ways. You've been involved in the community, and I have too. I have my toe in a lot of it. And so I'm in contact with a lot of people that have programs giving help and people that need help. And I have found that people are starting, knowing this, come to me and say, hey, I saw that you volunteered, or I have something to donate.
Excuse me.
So I kind of get it in both directions. And I found that I've had this community of people that needed help and a community that wanted to help. So really, I found that my whole purpose is to be that hub in between. So that's why I started the Facebook page, and that's really the main source of where both of them come from. And really, I just want to connect the dots and make sure that people have the opportunity to help and connect them.
So you're like, I love the idea. It's awesome. So you're like, you're in business, you're the middleman, right? So you...
Yeah.
You connect this group or individual that's willing to help, but they may not be sure where, and then you connect it with organizations or people that need the help. So you're the middle woman, I guess I should say.
Yeah. And I've also, people come to me, and even when there's not even a need, people have talents and special interests, and I get kind of random calls from people saying, hey, I really love to do this. I love working with kids, or I love working with elderly. If there's anything that comes up, let me know. And I kind of store that. And when I'm just out, in the community, I think that God has a way of putting the people that you need in front of you at the time that you need it. And so I've been really blessed in that area. And I kind of just am guided off of my faith and seems to be able to connect me in both areas.
So is this like restricted, or who can actually get involved? And I'll put all of your links and your Facebook page and everything on the screen and in the links below. If you're watching the podcast, it'll be right there. If you're listening, it'll be in the notes on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere else it goes. But who can actually get involved? Anybody, or is it just kind of a select group?
Anybody.
Or?
Nope. It's open to anybody. I encourage everybody. That's another reason that I started this, is I have found that people that are involved in churches have an avenue. They have things going on. And if you don't go to a church, if you're not, in any kind of organization, you don't have that opportunity. So that's where I'm at. I don't care who you believe in, what you do with your life. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to connect. And so even the people in need, it's so humbling when I talk to someone that is in need And they not only ask for something, but they say, hey, I need this, if you could help me. But then they say, and if you need help with anything in this area, let me know. Mm. So it's not just people, you know, give and take. It's people actually doing both that is just so humbling. And you recognize that it's a true need and it's appreciated. And people aren't just waiting for handouts. They're really, you know, help me, and I want to help too. I think everybody wants to feel like they are part of something and that they can make a difference. So I encourage anybody, age, everything. So
it doesn't matter if you have a gift, talent, money, items, services. So okay, let me ask you. I need to figure this out, and so make it clear. So I'm watching this or listening to it, and I say, hey, is it only for Idaho?
For now, yeah.
For now, it's only Idaho. Okay, so for those of you listening and watching, crazily, there's a lot of people in a lot of different countries that tune in here, but you can still help, even though you're not in Idaho, you can still donate and do certain things. But so I'm a person that wants to help. What is the steps involved, and how do you connect the dots or with the people with the need? Does this person just go to Facebook? Do they send you an email? What's the best efficient way for you?
My information is on Facebook. So if you go to the Facebook page, it has my email. It has my phone number. You're welcome to message me, email me, text me, call me. I really, you know, I can't take calls all the time. I have a full-time job outside of this. So, but I always will call back, and, texting is great. Just any way that you can get to me.
Being a business guy, right? So if I say I have, 50 pair of shoes. So I would just connect with you. And then do you just keep track of inventory or things that you have available? And then as people come to you saying, you know, I need food. Well, that's not what you have right this moment. But, and then somebody else says, hey, I have shoes. Do you like bing, bing, bing? I happen to have those. I mean, are you stocking a warehouse, or how does it work? Cause I'm just a uneducated guy, and I
I'm glad that you asked. These are questions that other people bring to me, and I appreciate that. So I do have a small amount of storage at my house that if it's something that you need to take off your hands right away, absolutely let me get it. I'll find a place to store it, and you know, it depends on what it is that I'll actively put it out there. You know, women's shelter or whatever, I'll say, do you need these things? And if it's something more specified or doesn't need to get rid of, right away, it's something that I'll hold on to and then kind of, wait for that opportunity to find me.
Mm. So when did this start? When did you start this?
I've been doing it off the record. I've been doing this for years, and the more involved it gets, that's when I decided to create the nonprofit, which I recently did in February.
So you are a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization. The IRS recognizes you as such, and which means what, guys and gals? That means when you donate money. And I want you guys to donate some money to this organization because it's fabulous and it's helping others. And by the way, although the people that are served or on the receiving end is helped and is really lives can change, you're going to feel a little guilty because giving and helping somebody is probably tenfold of what that person that you're helping actually feels. So, but when you are considering donating funds, financial, it's a tax write-off. You know, it's a donation. So why not help someone like Rachel and her organization that's really, you know where the money's going. I mean, I've known you for quite a while, and you have been helping others since since I've met you. In fact, I met you when you came to help, you know, feed the homeless. Mm-hmm. with us. And I just, you know, people that really deserve the credit oftentimes don't. And anybody can shine for a minute and, oh, I'm doing this and post on Facebook or social media and, oh, look at me, I help buddy. But you're constant, you're consistent, and consistency beats occasional excellence, hands down. So if you're interested in donating money, please do so in the big, big dollar amounts. Actually, a little any amount that you can is going to serve others in the community. what do you, is there any particular items other than financial, which is really good, I know. Is there any certain things that you're looking for right now? Is there any specific needs?
Not at the moment. Actually, this morning I got to deliver some food to someone that requested recently, anonymously. And so I went around and there was just super generous people. There was somebody that raised their own cattle. And this was actually a cow that they had butchered and had the steak, and gave quite a bit of it to him. And I had a few families that offered. So I just went around and I picked it up and I got everything and more on his want list. And people sent some money through PayPal, which I passed on to him, which I know it was really appreciated.
Wow.
On his end. So I got to do that this morning. And
wow, that just this morning.
Yeah. Yep. That's my weekend. So, and it's a huge blessing. You know, I get to feel that and to pass that along. And so really it's just a huge honor and blessing on my end to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, so many of us, think that food and water and shoes, blankets, I mean, stuff that we don't even think about. And when somebody says, hey, you know what, this organization is like yours, can help me. And they're not asking for, you know, a Lamborghini. We're talking food.
Right.
And so when you were able to really nourish him physically, I'm sure that knowing you, that it also nourished his soul. That's just awesome. I didn't even know you were doing that this morning. So,
yeah.
Oh, it's so nice to have people that aren't fake and that really actually genuinely want to help others like yourself without a hidden agenda. And, have you always been so giving and, generous and, because I think it's in someone's spirit that somebody can eventually get there, but for you, has it always been that way?
That's something else that I've been asked recently, and so I put thought into it because it's a true passion. It's something that really just burns in me, and I feel very genuine feelings for. And so I started thinking about this, and honestly, I think a little bit of it is nurture and a little bit is nature. I think since I was very small, my mom would tell stories about me just really feeling very deeply for other people that were less fortunate. But I also recognize it was how I was raised. My mom is the most amazing example, and I adore her. I aspire to be a portion of the woman that she is. So I think it's a mixture of both. And so that's something, knowing that, that is something that really has impacted me and my influence on my son. So I recognize that even when I was younger and I didn't even think I was paying attention to my mom, I realized when I got older that that really did stick. And I guess it, you know, it becomes kind of a subconscious conscious thing at that point. So I really, make sure that Darian, you know, he is my buddy. He comes with me. I don't wait until I don't have him or until he's not around. He is my sidekick, truly. And we talk about how God sent him to me specifically because he knew I was going to need a pretty awesome sidekick. So,
well, and as people visit your page and see, he is so cute. I mean, He's beyond adorable. And
thank you.
And so you are not like, hey, let's go do this. And let's, I mean, you're just, this is part of your being. And so the lessons that you have learned and picked up from your mom, as I did, we both have pretty awesome moms, is being taught. So you're teaching your son without teaching your son.
Right.
I just think that's powerful. Powerful.
Thank you. And I do too. It's, you know, I could tell him all day long how important it is and how fortunate he is. And, but to just have him tag along and be a part of it and let him feel that too. I want him to feel that feeling of giving and to be selfless, that I want him to practice that often. And so that's something that I work on with him constantly.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, I could go on and repeat myself, but you're an amazing person. I think you're a leader in the community. Guy or gal, for sure you're at the top of my list. You've always been so, I guess, authentic and genuine, and to find somebody like that is rare enough, but then to have that type of person like yourself that really goes out and wants to help people and not with expectation, right? I mean, you do all this, and you've done it, quote, off the radar, and you really didn't have an organized nonprofit and such. But, you know, back then you didn't care. You just wanted to help people. And, man, if anybody gets anything out of this, you know, she works full-time. She's got a son. That right there would be a good enough excuse to say, you know, I just don't have time. I'm too worried about taking care of myself. And it's pretty much easier to not get involved. But you give without expectation. And to me, what that does is it's a true giving. Because if you give with expectation, that being, is the news going to cover me? Is this going to happen? How am I going to benefit? Then it's really not giving. It's a transaction. So,
right.
What are you, you have any other plans? I mean, I asked you if somebody outside of Idaho, and you said, for now, just Idaho. So do you have any other plans? What's the big picture? What are some things that you're looking for maybe or need to help that happen? Because maybe somebody out there would be willing to jump in and maybe facilitate or create something that you need.
Right. Yes, for now it is Boise, and trying to get the ball rolling with this and really get it organized and figure out how we are going to operate on a uniform level. And eventually I would love it to go to other states and people being Sikh leaders in their community and becoming a hub themselves in all different cities. And so I would love to see this opportunity all over. And right now it's just very trial and error, you know, trying to figure out really how to communicate what we're doing and simplify it, I guess, in some mm-hmm. areas. Mm-hmm. So this is a practice run, and eventually that's the big picture. I'd love to see it go everywhere.
Wow. Can you imagine, that, you know, in big cities and smaller cities, and have, you know, north and south regions of each state, so the whole state's covered. Can you imagine what changes could take place if people replicated what you're doing, not steal what you're doing, but you know, you have different branches or satellite offices or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Man, that would be intensely powerful.
I think so too. And that is what encourages me to really move forward and try to get the word out, because eventually I would love that. And this being, you know, a place where there is no specific. So we've had everything from people offering baby, you know, baby things to people offering to talk to people that are struggling. You know, I've had people say, hey, if someone's struggling, I have some time on my hands that I would love to just be an ear for somebody. That to me is huge. That is huge. That's what we're lacking now. People just want to be valued and heard and seen. And so I think where there is different things in our community, you know, there's different routes to go. I know you are really into helping veterans and the sex trafficking, you know, that's specified and so important. But I want to be that filter at the bottom of what if this is something just silly? What if someone needs a friend? Okay.
That's not silly, but yeah, I get you.
Or something that is not, yeah. So it's not, you know, specified. It's literally, you know, a mom struggling. There's people that do not qualify for state assistance because they make too much money. But they still are not making enough. So where do they go? Where do they find help? And to be that person that can be the catch-all, you know, for these other programs that are unable to help or they don't fit in a program, that's really what this is for. And I would love to see that all over the place.
Wow. So you know, you said you want to be the filter at the bottom. I think you'd probably be a filter near the top of that pyramid or whatever it is. So I got a, you know, I have a lot of ideas and questions and things going on in my brain. What is your biggest need as far as your whole entire organization right now? Is it just getting the word out or letting people know in the Valley? You know, I assume when you say Boise, do you include Meridian or
yes.
the local? Okay. So Ada County, stuff like that.
Yep. And you know, I would even go as far as a couple hours away because I have friends and I feel like I could reach people, you know, in a parameter that's further than Boise, Meridian, Caldwell. And, you know, I do have the disclaimer of, I may not be able to help you. I may not have any resources right now, but let me know what it is. Because like I said, God has such a powerful way. And that's something that I rely on every single day is to be in touch with that. And my discernment and my feelings, I run on that truly where, every single day I get up and just pray that I will run into the person that needs me or that needs something or that, that needs to give, to need to have that feeling. And so I rely on that heavily. And so if it's something I can't help with, let me have it. I will put it out there and see if anybody can help. And then if something comes up, then, you know, that's, I'll connect the dots. I can't help everybody, but,
sure.
You know, I can certainly help some and that's enough for me.
Right. Yeah. It's tough to save the world, but you can help those that come across your path. Right.
Right.
So let's say I'm a homeless person, or maybe I don't have access to your Facebook page. How does somebody in need without those resources even find out about you? Is that part of the spreading the awareness and getting your message and your services and help out there to everybody?
Yes. And that's why it's important for me to be an active part of the volunteering community, because I am in contact with people that are in social services on a daily basis. That's their job. So I tell them, hey, if you can't help, or if you run across somebody that needs something and you don't know where to send them to me. And I'll, you know, let's tag team, let's figure out a way to help these people. And so I think, yes, awareness is my main objective right now, because I do recognize that not everybody has access to that.
Sure.
And whether if it word of mouth, eventually it will get to me.
Yeah, you know, sure, yeah.
Staying active in the volunteering, eventually it will get to me. And so that's what I'm hoping for.
Awesome. So I got a personal question. Are you ready?
Yep.
I think, and we don't go over any questions. We don't clearly. I mean, I was fine until we started recording, and then I coughed the whole time. I don't get it. And I just kind of wing it and ask questions as we go along.
I like it.
How, and this will really help everybody, so hopefully you have a great answer, and I'm sure it varies for person to person, but there are people out there that, you know, don't want to help, don't want to get involved because they feel that they may be continuing their enabling them. I'm not going to give them money. They're just going to go waste it on drugs and booze. And how do you get past the judging of that person? Because I think that is a huge hurdle that a lot of people struggle with. Like, why would I help this person? They don't even want to help themselves. And we, as humans, automatically have this judgment, you know, whether it's the clothes you wear, the car you drive, it's sad, but it's reality. So how can you not judge people knowing that maybe they're not really trying to help themselves? I'd love to hear how you do that.
So, and this is a debate that I've had, even with close friends. You know, I've talked about people that are less fortunate, and they have responded with, well, the reason that they're in that position and I'm not is because I've made better choices. That to me is very narrow-minded. Mm-hmm. Like, good for you for making good life choices. But that's not always the case. So firstly, my response to that is we are judged on our hearts. God didn't say, you will be judged on your deeds and if they are appreciated, if they are needed, if they're used wisely by the recipient. Mm. That was never said. So I really don't care what they do. Of course, I don't want to be taken advantage of. And I, again, that's where I rely on my discernment, prayer, feelings, intuition. And I may have given to people that used it poorly. Why is that my business? God didn't judge me. He judges them on maybe being deceitful, but that's none of my business. And so first, that is my response to anybody that wants to withhold what they have and what they've been blessed with. You know, you're blessed to bless.
That's 1 Peter 4:10. You know, I write that in my book every time. And it's, I'm going to bless you abundantly. So if you're being blessed, it's to be a blessing to others. Not give away everything you've made or earned or have, but
right.
That's why you are being blessed, so that you can bless others. I love that response I might give it and they may do something else, but that's not for me to judge. That was, wow. That was deep and very wisdom-y. Is that a word?
Wisdom-y. I'll take it. I like it.
Full of wisdom.
So that's my first response to people that do feel that way. And this brings up my big project that I have talked to very close friends, and I've talked to you about, you and your wife. You were kind enough to meet me for coffee and I got to run this idea by you. But that's another reason that Seek is been organized, is because there is a big project that we're working on. And so because of that misconception, I'm going to be creating a documentary, and it's going to be set up where I literally wake up one day and I do not have what I have. Let's say I made other life decisions. Let's say I don't have family to rely on. Let's say I was in a terrible car accident and everything was taken from me. No matter what, this this is where I'm beginning. And I'm actually going to go live on the streets for 5 days. And it is to show the inside of who these people are. You know, maybe I'm going to prove myself wrong. And maybe I'm going to get down there, meet people, and recognize they don't want to help themselves. And that they are all con artists or whatever. Well, then I'm gonna prove myself wrong, and it was still valuable, I guess, in the truth seeking form. But really, it's I want to show that people are not all there because they've made poor decisions, or they choose to be. Maybe some are. But I would really love the opportunity to debunk that and to show what these people deal with on a daily basis. You know, Forbes listed Boise as the growest city in America right now. And that being said, our homeless community is also going to grow rapidly. And in order for Boise to handle this in a very healthy way, we need to first recognize why they're there, what we can do, how we can organize things in a way that is the best for our community and the people in it. So I think it's that time that is very pertinent, where we need to come up with a plan going forward before it becomes a big problem.
Wow. So in short, you're going to leave the comfort and security. I know you'll take precautions for personal safety, but you're, I mean, it's different than going out and talking with homeless people or, you know, people that have either made bad decisions or, you know, I mean, a lot of people are only a couple paychecks away from being homeless. So a lot of people cast that judgment. Well, they're addicted to this. They're addicted to that. Yeah, there's a lot of people addicted to booze and alcohol and drugs. Absolutely. And some of them, because of that, end up homeless. But, you know, when we were down there, we met a family that didn't look homeless, but they were. I mean, both of them lost their job. They got kicked out, and family was nowhere to be around, a help to them. Where do you go? And here's what most people, go to the shelters. That's what they're there for. Go to the, go get your free soup. And the shelters, which are fabulous, and the food banks and all of those, but it's not like you get a five-year ticket that you can stay there. It's like 2 weeks or something, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, there's a time limit on that. And, you know, that's not ideal for a family. And, you know, you're right. It is a blessing and it's appreciated, but it's not a long-term answer. It's not something that's necessarily they're able to do for a long time. So, and, you know, those places get filled up. Once they're filled up, they will turn you away. And so there's that too. And with our city growing, what are we going to do when those are filled up every single night?
Probably see a lot more people out on the street. I mean,
right.
For being, you know, one of the best cities to live, one of the top cities to, and when I say city of Boise, I'm including because Meridian's the fastest growing city in the United States, and Boise's always been ranked up there. The best place to live and the best place to work and bring your company here. But they don't mention that on any given time, day or night, you can drive downtown and you're going to see a lot of homeless people. And so what you're doing is very, a lot of not documentaries, but interviews and short news segments. They'll go talk and make their, decision or judgment on that, but you're going to be living there, not having any, are you going to have a cell phone? I know everyone's wondering, are you going to have a cell
phone? Yes, I will take a cell phone with me, just for safety purposes. And, I will have a tent. I'm going to be living in a tent and a couple pairs of clothes, but, And I'll bring a little bit of food just because I will take what I assume I'm going to be starting out as. And so I'll have a little bit, but really I'm, you know, where they get food, I'm going to get food. And, so yeah, I want to know, how it feels and how it really feels. I feel like I can.
I've never seen, or even heard, all, you know, Undercover Boss and all that stuff, but like, that's like something to look forward to, but here you are. I mean, it's not something that people say, hey, you know what? I'm kind of, you know, wandering a little bit, so I'm going to become homeless for a week. I mean, when and how did that idea just pop in your head? Because even the people that are watching and listening are maybe they help the homeless, and maybe they do gift bags and all those things, and maybe they're really engaged. They probably don't go out and spend a week as a homeless person. And I mean, that's like awesomely good, but like crazy thinking on in a good way. I love crazy. But when did this hit you, or did you just like, I mean, how did this all come about?
I think being involved with volunteering, I want so bad to help. I see people struggling and hurting, and I have such a crazy desire to lift a burden in any way that I can. And I kind of got to the point where, what is it that they need? Do they need a friend? Do they need a job? Do they need food? So the only way for me to truly find out is to be there and to be able to spend time. I mean, not just, you know, during a lunch service. You can't really get to know somebody and truly find out who you are and what you need, how you got here. Do you want out? If so, what do you need in order to do that? And so I think that is really where it comes from, is I personally want to know what it is that's needed.
Wow. Well, I you know, when this is, this documentary is done and over, I can really see the video, of it, and I'm hoping, really going viral. And are you prepared if that happens? Because I'm going to do everything I can. Once it's done, I'm going to send it to my national contacts and try to get you on every talk show of the, you know, all that. And others will definitely share and hopefully spread the word too. But are you prepared for that type of onslaught of people showing interest and wanting to know a lot of the questions I've just asked you?
No, I'm not. I don't know where it will go. It may stay very local, and it may eventually be used as something that can even be for lawmakers to encourage them to make some changes as a city. You know, I have no idea how big it could get. If it encourages other people in our community to really see what's going on and to encourage them to get out and do things and help them to understand and to have an open mind, then that's really, I would be happy with that. Of course, I would love it to go bigger, just because I think broadening people's perception and humbling them and recognizing that you're not far off from these people that that you could judge very quickly. Making that gap very small is my biggest, that's my objective. And, you know, something that has really stuck with me is, and I don't even remember who said it. I'm not going to even try to quote it, but it was along the lines of who we admire and who we pity. That gap between both of those people is not very big. We assume that that person we admire is far beyond us, far wiser, far everything, when really they're not as far off as you would presume, and also someone that you pity. You're not that far off. Gap on both ends is very small, and that is both humbling and encouraging for me to keep in mind. You know, I think of that often. It's humbling and encouraging all at the same time.
Wow. Well said. That was good.
Yeah.
You should have your own podcast.
That's your job. I'll leave that to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to do something. I got so much free time, right?
Right. Yeah.
So let's say somebody is listening to this in another state, and they're like, oh, I love this idea. I know you're kind of testing and getting things organized and streamlined, but if somebody says, yeah, I'd love to help you, I'll have a chapter or whatever it's called. Do you want them just to reach out to you?
And yep.
Okay.
Yep. All contact right. me. We'll figure it out. You know, either you can piggyback on me and I can help you, and we'll do this together long distance, or I'm going to encourage you and tell you what I've done, what's helped, what's worked, what's not worked, and you start your own thing, do your own thing and get out there and, you know, whatever it is, we'll figure it out. I don't know all the answers, but.
What you just, sorry to cut you off, what you just said absolutely epitomizes and pinpoints where your heart is at, because having several nonprofits in my past and two currently, there is a tendency, not in all cases, but a lot of, I would love to help you, but I need, my nonprofit needs to get the credit, needs to get in the headline, needs to get in the press, because I'm fighting for these dollars that's going to help grow my cause, because my cause is more important than your cause. I mean, everybody has a cause, right? And but yours is so, I mean, it's for a community, and it's specific of who and how you want to help people. But on the other hand, everybody has a nice set of shoes that they haven't worn in a year. They have coats. They have not crappy coats. I'm talking, you know, don't look at all your stuff that you'd never even try to sell for a quarter. I mean, these people need help. And you know, you have canned food. You have gift cards that probably have balances on that that you've had for a year or more. You have nice things that you will likely at some point donate to, you know, a youth ranch or what have you, which is fine. But look through it, right? We're coming up on spring. So go through your closets, go through your garage, go through boxes that you haven't looked at in 10 years. And maybe there's something in there that you could pass off to Rachel and seek and really make a difference. But getting back, because I rambled there, a lot of nonprofits want to get involved as long as their name's in the spotlight. And so what you just said, hey, I'll encourage, I'll help you if you really don't want to get, you know, nothing else, you can start your own thing. I mean, that is huge. So you're such an inspiration to people, and a lot of people out there are good-hearted and they do want to help, but they don't know how. Now you've offered them, you know, this outlet, this this opportunity, this way to not even have to figure out who to get it to and how. I mean, it just goes to you, right? You're the middle woman. Is that a new word? You're the middle guy.
Yeah.
You know, Boise and Meridian and Nampa, Ada and Canyon County. I expect you guys to help this organization out and help Rachel out, because one of the most generous cities in the United States is Boise. And I can't remember what magazine that was in, but we all think that people aren't willing to help, but really they are. So I'd love to have as many people as possible share this, get the word out, share her, organization's Facebook page. You have some food items. You have, maybe you're a counselor. Maybe you're your service. You can donate some hours and say, here. Because you don't know that one little item, that 1 hour, can make such a huge difference and an impact in somebody's life that is sustainable. I don't know if there's any other greater gift that one could give.
I agree.
So, all right, before we end up in this show, is there anything else that you want to share, explain, closing thoughts?
No, I think you brought up a good point about Boise being very generous. And again, that's a place that I get to see a perspective where being ahead of some volunteer things, I see people that you would never assume would want to be involved that are coming to me asking, how can I help? And so I see people truly genuinely wanting to help. And I think it is amazing. Boise is beautiful for that reason. But no, I think you did a great job of asking questions. And I think I got out there what our objective is. And yeah, right now, I think the biggest thing is just involvement. That is my biggest request right now, is offer help, come to me if you need help. Let's start this flow of communication. Get my name out there. You need something, somebody that needs something, pass my name along. And
that's so huge. So like you're an agent for anybody, right? Anybody that wants to help and anybody that needs help. It's a brilliant idea, and I'm confident it's going to be a great success. So if you are listening to this on iTunes, I want you to share this, subscribe, go visit the Facebook page, Seek. That's SEEC. Of course, the link will be there. And if you're watching this, and even if you're not in the Boise area, because a lot of viewers aren't, but a lot of are, share this. It's a fairly short video, but it's a powerful, powerful organization. It's a powerful, life-changing ministry, really, for lack of better words. And you have the person in charge of it, Rachel, who has always been consistent and true and fair and honest and is full of integrity. I meet a lot of people, and people that I just described, all of those characteristics and traits, they are one in a million. And I'm just honored and blessed that I get to speak with you and get to help where I can. And I want everybody else to help. So share this, spread the news. Go to her Facebook page, which will be in the links. Like it, get involved. What can you do to help? And then share it. I mean, yep. We all take 25 minutes to wait in line for a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? How long does it take to share? Share it with your inner circle, and let's make this a movement and something that just continues to grow. And it's going to be founded here, but have that tree grow and the roots just cover the United States. Because that's how I see it happening.
I would love that. And that's my dream, honestly. And so thank you, Ron. You have been a mentor to me in a sense, and have been always just as passionate as I have about the community. And it's just really great to connect with people that have that same passion. And so I have so much admiration for both you and Lisa that I appreciate you both very much. So thank you.
Thank you very much. But this is about how awesome you are. So I want to see However many likes on her page, I want to see that thing triple once this airs.
I would love that.
And you know, thank you for all that you do and for the lives that you're changing.
It's an amazing thing,
and you should be recognized. And that was my hope. And thanks again.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Passion Points Radio Show.